It's Pink Out time again, and we are visiting with the folks at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. I'm Harlan Hutchison, and we're at the bank today talking with some of the folks here about this event coming up on February the 6th, and that will be at West Plains High School. There are so many things that are associated with this event and the effort to raise money that has grown by just leaps and bounds over the years. First off, let's talk with David Gaughan here from West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Everybody knows David, and David, the bank has been involved heavily in this for 5 years now. This is obviously something that the bank really believes in.
Yes, thanks, Harlan. This is our fifth year sponsoring the event. We've tried to grow it every year. Last year, we set a new record of over 22,000. In our first 4 years of sponsoring it, we've raised over 65,000. This is all goes to the Ozarks Healthcare Cancer Treatment Center, which I think all of us are very passionate about helping that cancer treatment center and helping cancer patients in our area. So it's very near and dear to our hearts, and we hope this year is no different in a very successful event, which we're sure it will be.
David, one other thing I was wanted you to address. You've got to be really proud of your business here at the bank and the unbridled enthusiasm that people approach this event every year, because they are totally bought in.
We'd like to say it's just because of the free T-shirt that we give them, but we get them to volunteer, and they enjoy it. And I think part of it is because cancer has touched every life. It's a relative, a friend, someone in our organization's been touched by it. And so that means a lot to us that they all want to spend their time volunteering at this event. And, you know, it helps to watch good basketball, too, which is a bonus for helping out.
Thank you so very much, David. Really appreciate it. Let's talk to Anne-Marie Newberry about this. Anne-Marie, like I was mentioning to David, it probably makes this event for the bank to support that much easier to support, because you've got so many people that are so excited about helping out this effort.
That's right. We really enjoy and look forward to this event every year. And last year was really exciting because the money we raised helped fund the mobile mammography unit that Ozarks Healthcare will hopefully have hit the road soon and serve a lot of people in the area. And it takes a lot of hands to make this happen. We're super proud of the Lady Zizzers. They always do a good job representing the cause. And for us to be able to support them is a real honor. You know, we do some things behind the scenes to help them, setting up the online store and tracking things, and we have a lot of hands in the mix, but it's definitely those girls that have the reputation of supporting a local cause, and we really love supporting them in doing so.
Another key component of this, you've got people outside the bank that help you with this, that make this an even more attractive and even more delicious thing, because you've got some great stuff that you're going to be auctioning and folks have a chance to buy.
Yes, we don't want to forget to thank a few folks, and then I'll hand the microphone to Kate and let her go over exactly what people can do to make some purchases to support. But definitely want to thank Jacob and Erica Garrett and the law firm of Jacob Garrett, because they always help donate for the ribs and the pulled pork meal that we do at the game. Also Sean and Andrea Duggins and Westgate Realty, they have come back year after year with fantastic raffle prizes that people really get excited about. I mean, we've had some unique items that are hard to get your hands on. They do a lot of work to research and find things that people will be interested in and help raise money in that way. Billy Sexton shows up every year and donates his time to auction the items that we have for halftime and does a great job. And I mean, he came in the bank the other day and saw me and pointed at me before I even had a chance to contact him, and goes, "I'm on, right? Give me the date. Don't forget to text me." So that's great. And of course, Leonardo DRS. They've stepped up several times now in the past few years. This year, they're going to give away a halftime live auction item. Again, I'll let Kate talk more about that. But just, you know, there's no hesitation in these folks. They are always ready every year when we ask if they're going to be a part of it. They enthusiastically say yes, and that's amazing.
Yes. So we have a lot of community members who are really passionate about this event and who are always very generous in any form of donation or volunteering. So we have for the game day only, there will be a pulled pork meal available. Again, Jacob and Erica Garrett and the law office of Jacob Garrett have generously previously made contributions that will help fund the pulled pork that will be available that night. Our facilities manager and former West Plains High School principal, Jack Randolph, will be smoking that meat. So that will be delicious. And then we have Price Cutter Ramey's, who will be donating the chips. So a pulled pork meal will be available for purchase at the game for $10. And then there will also be desserts available. So Jeff Wood has generously donated 6 dozen cookies to be sold at the Pink Out game. And he always does an excellent job in decorating those cookies in pink and adding a lot of flair and appeal to them, so they'll be delicious. And then Creative Cakes too has also generously donated 15 dozen cupcakes, and those will also be available for sale for $3. There will also be smoked hams and turkeys that will be available for live auction. There will be 3 of those each that the Ozarks Healthcare Foundation has donated, and those will also be smoked by Jack Randolph just in time for Easter weekend. They'll be available for pickup on Friday, April 14th, and he will smoke those and have them ready to enjoy over Easter. And as Anne-Marie mentioned, Leonardo DRS has generously donated the 35-quart Yeti cooler, so you won't want to miss that at halftime of the varsity game. And then we'll also have some Pink Out t-shirts left over for sale at the game in case anybody missed the pre-order on that. So there will be a limited number, so you won't want to wait on those. They're $10 for short sleeve, $15 for long sleeve, and they come in 2 colors. We'll have tan or black. And then we still have our live online store open. And at the online store, which is ladieszisserpinkout.squarespace.com, you can get on and order some of those smoked ribs, which will be available just in time for Super Bowl weekend. They're $25 a rack. Jack Randolph will be smoking those. And the law office of Jacob Garrett and Jacob and Erica Garrett have donated for the purchase of those ribs. So we still have several left. So those will be available for pickup from 9 to 11 a.m. on February 11th at the West Plains High School FFA building. And then lastly, on the online store, we'll have some raffle items available. Sean and Andrea Duggins, owner of Westgate Realty, have donated 2 items for raffle this year. A pair of Apple AirPods Max wireless headphones, and then a $200 gas card to Crossroads Convenience. And those are available online or with any Lady Zizzer basketball player. Tickets are $10 each, or three tickets for $25, with all money raised benefiting Ozarks Healthcare Cancer Treatment Center.
For the record, I've never heard anyone complain about Jack's Grill Work. So popular stuff. To my right is a young lady that I think when I first started doing girls games in West Plains, Sammy Radosovich, I think she was playing at the time. Yesterday she said something at the station, and she said that they had pre-sold over 600 t-shirts, Pink Out shirts, for this event. And she went on talking about something else, and I stopped her and I said, wait, what did you just say? And over 600 shirts. That's a reflection of a lot of things, but a reflection of how people really support this event, isn't it?
Yes, our players do a wonderful job of selling those t-shirts. The majority of those sales come from them selling to their family, friends, teachers. Ozarks Healthcare is also partnered with us, and a lot of their departments buy t-shirts as well, so they're incentivized by being able to wear those shirts on Friday. So I thank Tom Keller for adjusting their dress code a little for allowing that. So those are big parts of our t-shirt sales, and our online store has been a big benefit as well. People like that ease of being able to do it quickly. So I thank Kate and Anne-Marie for setting that online store up a couple years ago, and that's helped boost our sales as well.
I know since this started, I think the first year you did it, you raised like a couple $1,000, something like that. And we look at it now, it's incredible. And it just keeps going up because of hard work by people like West Plains Bank and Trust and people who come to the game and buy stuff.
Our sponsors, West Plains Bank, I mean, they've made a world of difference in just boosting our total. And I think getting just the community involved, we just started kind of selling t-shirts like to raise a couple $1,000 to buy uniforms, And then it's just blown up from there. But it wouldn't be happening without just our community. And our local school districts also have partnered with Raising Change. So again, just not just here at West Plains High School, it's just kind of drifted throughout the community.
Well, I'm not going to ask these two seniors over here to talk about themselves, because I'm sure that that would be a pretty short conversation. Alyssa Joyner, Mary Claire Gaughan are sitting over here. So before we have them talk, why don't you talk about them? You know, with such a microscopic number of people who play organized sports in school can say they won a state championship. And these two kids are in a pretty elite class.
Yeah, they're not only good basketball players, but they're just good people overall. I can say that about our whole team. They're good kids, good grades, stay out of trouble. The coaches and I, like, we're more proud of that than their ability to play basketball. And them putting in the effort to sell these items and to volunteer and to go take pictures and just be a part of the event just shows their character. So, you know, super proud of them for everything they do.
Okay, let's start with Alyssa Joyner. So what have you guys been doing as players and your involvement in this? I know you've been talking to a lot of people in an effort to raise money for this. Talk about some of the things that you've been doing.
Getting those t-shirt orders right off the bat. I mean, we go around asking family and friends about, hey, buy a pink out shirt. But half the time, they're like, sorry, we already bought one from someone. So you have to go back and forth to a lot of people just asking to buy shirts just to raise money.
Now, has it sunk in? I think it would take a while, but has it sunk in that you played on a team that won a state championship in basketball? Because that's really a mouthful to say, but has it really sunk in? Or do you think it's going to take maybe a few years so you can look back and go, wow, that was really something?
I want to say maybe like the next day when I woke up, I was like, we won a state championship. And it felt amazing, like the support from the community and just going out in public and people saying, congrats on your state championship. It just feels like a whole different like level, really.
Mary Claire Gaughan, did you feel different the next morning?
Yes, it was definitely a really neat experience, and it felt almost like not real. But looking back, it was so cool to get to see the community come and support us and support us along the way.
Really a neat thing that you guys are involved in here. You're not just playing basketball, but, you know, working for this and working toward a goal here with the pink out. You guys are learning other things too, it looks like.
Yes, it's really important to us that we're helping the cancer center in our area and that we're helping the community and all the cancer patients, because all of us have loved ones who are affected by cancer.
A lot of truth in that. Before we wrap up here, again, the Pink Out game is February the 6th at West Plains High School. And David Gaughan, I'm going to talk to you one more time here. If there's anything else that you wanted to add to this, but say thank you for allowing us to come in here and talk to all of you and promote this event and encourage people to come and promote the event that night.
We appreciate the community support. The last 4 years we sponsored it and the 5 years before that. So it's become a great event, and we look forward to seeing everyone on February 6th or what they can do to support it prior to that. And then we mentioned the mobile mammography unit, and it should arrive this spring from Ozarks Healthcare, and it will be helping our surrounding communities and our community have people get their breast cancer screenings done ahead of time that they may not have access to where they live. And so this will make it much better, and we're glad to be a part of that as well. And then the girls on the team and the coaches, I know, are happy to support that. So, again, our sponsors, co-sponsors for this event, we thank them, and the players and coaches and administrators, everyone gets behind it, and the community as well. So February 6th, there should be three games, freshman, JV, and varsity. Action starts at 4:30. That's before the Super Bowl, so you have no reason not to show up. So look forward to seeing everyone there.
David Gaughan, thank you so very much, and thanks to West Plains Bank and Trust again for being such good stewards of this event, and it just keeps getting bigger and better every year. Here at West Plains Bank and Trust Company, you can call the bank for more information at 417-256-2147. Anne-Marie Newberry, thank you. Kate Tyree, along with Alyssa Joyner, Mary Claire Gaughan, and Sammy Radosovich. We thank you for joining us here online at OzarkRadioNews.com.